This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 8th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing will license production rights for the Augusta Westland AW101 medium lift helicopter and plans to offer its own version of the proven craft in the new U.S. Navy VXX Presidential Helicopter Contract Competition. The first certified civil aircraft produced completely by Korea will be a four-seat composite piston-engined plane with FADEC and Avadyne's Integra Release 9 panel. Canada has celebrated the 50th anniversary of its C-130 fleet by taking delivery of a C-130J Super Hercules, the first of 17 it has on order. Two U.S. Airways flights out of Charlotte were canceled Sunday after both aircraft suffered minor damage in what's being described as a bumping incident. The airline says the damage was minor and the cancellations were a precaution. The Maine Supreme Judicial Court has ruled that the city of Lewiston is immune from a lawsuit stemming from an airplane accident in which three high school students were fatally injured. Virgin Blue Airlines in Australia has fired 20 of its staff and managers who were warned, but apparently unable to stop using company computers to download, view, and share pornography. Desert Aerospace of Albuquerque, New Mexico has married the Czech-built TST-14 bonus glider with a TJ-100 jet engine. It's called the Bonus Jet, and it'll be at Oshkosh. The Subsonics single-seat jet project is on hold after the prototype came down short of the runway in the grass at Oshkosh last week. And a blogger on workspace issues says the so-called best and brightest often don't last at companies, and that candidates with a smart heart are the better hire. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk holds his first press conference after Friday's successful Falcon 9 launch. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.